Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and tonight is Thursday. Y'all know what? I am thirsty on this Thursday. I am telling you, somebody please bring me a glass of water. Somebody please bring me some gum rum. As you may or may not know, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com, Gumbarum.com. I want you to visit Gumbarum.com for your needs of rum, honey. We have vanilla and coconut. The rum is infused with vanilla, and we do have rum that's infused with coconut. But it's Thursday night, honey. We're going to turn it up on tonight. Woo, Lord have mercy. I got a special musical showcase for you on tonight with Miles to Nowhere. Today is March 24th, 2022, 8 o'clock p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone. They're rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. The ATL, that's my home team, babies. Y'all know I got some big poppers in the home, this here, in the home team. You know what? I don't want no dust flying over me. Also, I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in Nigeria, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Now, listen. Y'all know I always get turned up when there's some special talent coming all across the network, miles to nowhere. Listen, they so cute. They is just so cute. Listen, I am telling you, Miles to Nowhere is just so cute. They so fabulous, fantastic. I just love they press photo. They so cute sitting there with their red sweats on. I'm telling you, they sneakers. I tell you, they are to die for. But honey, the sound is like electricity. So I got some electricity to put in your ears, honey. Listen here, let me tell you something. When you listen to Miles to Nowhere, you cannot forget the sound because it's contagious, it's bubbly. You know what I mean? So listen, let me tell y'all something. I don't care if you rock it on 70 years old. When you listen to Miles to Nowhere, you're going to feel like you're 40 years old. Okay, it is just that bubbly. It really is, and I just love what they're doing. They sound is so electric, and I'm telling you, they got them instruments going so bad. I'm telling you, I need to go take me some lessons. I can't pack on no piano. I can't string on no guitar. I wish I could. I really do. I'm telling you, I can play it all day long in my dreams. But, honey, don't let me wake up. When I wake up, it's going to sound like a cat that's pecking on a pecker. Now, did y'all understand that? And me neither. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. If I play on the piano, you ain't going to know what note that I'm playing. Let me tell y'all something. Then I'm going to get to the music. I tried to take some piano lessons. One of this little boy just used to like me and everything. He was taking piano lessons. He comes down to my house. He said, you know what? You know what, girl? They got some free piano lessons. This is a true story. I ain't made nothing up. This is a true story. He said, come on and take some piano lessons. I said, okay. I go on down there. His real name was Friday. Now, this ain't no lie. This is a real story. His first name was really Friday. His parents named him Friday. And y'all, the boy's last name was Shed. Friday Shed. Thank God. I hope he ain't gonna never hear this. But anyway, his real name, Friday Shed. Okay. So Friday Shed came to my house and took me down to the auditorium. Not the auditorium, but the little gym. They used to give free piano lessons in the neighborhood where we were living. You know, you go down to the gym, the little side fella was donating his time to help the community children learn how to play piano. So I go down there. He did pretty good. They had all these seats, and, you know, when your turn comes, you go up there and you get your lesson and everything, and the next one get their lesson. So when I gets up there, the man tells me, he said, oh, you got some pretty hands. I'm like, ain't this a piano lesson? Now, this is a true story. He said, young lady, you really got some fingers. You got piano fingers. That's what he said. You got some piano fingers. I said, yeah, I'm so young. I don't know what he's talking about. He said, you got piano fingers. I'm telling you, he said, you can play piano. And, well, he got the book up there, and we went on to rehearsing. I'm like, okay. He said, this note C, this D, this E, this F. He went over them notes about 50 times with me, and I still know what the hell he was talking about. So when me and Friday went out of that place, I said, you ain't got to worry about bringing me back down here because I can't deal with that. I just can't deal with that. You know what I mean? I'm like, he telling me to listen to the note, and he hitting the key, pew, 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 pew. Now, what is that? Same thing you just asked me next time and still tell the same ass. I don't know. I don't know. I just see me bring me some boys. You know, I have boys on my mind. Think about no piano. I won't think about no guitars. Just bring me the boys. You know what I mean? That's all I was thinking about. Just bring me some boys. Next, 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 next. Okay, so anyway, I really got some good music. I got, now that was a true story. Don't think I made that up. That really is true. He really did want to take me to the piano lessons. Fried that shit. Then we got older, the sucker had the nerve enough to try to want to marry me. Oh, get out of here, boy. Get out of here. You don't know nothing about getting married. And me neither. And I wasn't trying to learn about getting married. I was too busy doing what I was doing. Now listen, let me get on with this music. This song is called Skies, Skies, Skies. Y'all check this out. Check it out. Tell you that sound is so off the chain. You know, if you was tired, you'd be bouncing around out. Listen, ladies, y'all that don't like to clean up and do stuff like that, I'm telling you, when y'all get up on Saturday morning, put on Miles to Nowhere, please. If you don't like to vacuum your carpet, I can't stand a nasty carpet. But listen, ladies, if you don't like to clean your house, now let mama tell you something. Let mama give you some lessons, okay? Let me give you some lessons in house cleaning. If you don't like to clean your house on Saturdays, if you don't like to do your laundry, let me help you out real easy. Now, all you got to do is get the songs from Miles to Nowhere. Why do you put them songs on Saturday? You will be doing the whack toosie and the boogie woogie and the shake your hips from left to right and the dancing woochie choochie. And honey, your machine gonna be dancing. I'm telling you, your wash machine and your dryer gonna be dancing. All you gotta do is put on their music. You will be finished doing your chores on Saturday, just like that. You'll get that vacuum out. You'll vacuum your carpet. You're going to get that lemon pledge out. Do your dusting. Everything you need to do. Honey, you're going to be twisting it up when you be listening to Miles to Nowhere. Then when you get through with that, when you get through with your chores on Saturday, you're going to have so much energy listening to Miles to Nowhere. You and your husband going to be doing the twist and the tango on Saturday night. Now, how about that? How about that? Now, get you a bottle of champagne and celebrate on that. Yes, yes, yes. Now, listen, next song is Race Cars, Race Cars, Race Cars. Yeah, I like race cars.
Windows down, I took a drive, clear my head and think. Who's to say I didn't see a black outline on bare concrete? Like that strange feeling that we've been on this track before. Speeding like race cars to a finish line, unsure. How many times have we been round this bend? Twisting and turning, can't get these thoughts out of my head. You didn't fade or wash away, it was us gone that day. What we saw with certainty, others shrug in disbelief. Like that strange feeling that we've been on this track before. Speeding like race cars to a finish line, unsure. How many times have we been round this bend? Twisting and turning, can't get these thoughts out of my head.
When I was listening to the song, listen, Miles to Nowhere. Now, this just came out of nowhere. This is just a thought, honey. When I was listening to you all's music, I thought about animation and cartoons. Y'all remember, I don't know if you all remember, like, Scooby-Doo. They had, like, a little band that they used to play Scooby-Doo and everything. But listen, it would be so totally, totally cool if you had an animated video with your music. I'm telling you, oh, my God, that thing would just take off like I don't know what. If you have a cute little animation, like a little cartoon video, just, you know, 5 minutes long, and you have your music set to it, that would be, oh, my God, that would be the bomb. I'm telling you, that would be so cool, because this music is just, like, so on fire. I'm loving it. Listen, and the music also, I got another thing that came to me about the music when I was listening. The music is so therapeutic. It is so full of joy, so full of love and happiness. So listen, you know, if y'all are having a bad day, I'm telling you, if you're having a bad day, if you're going through the blues or whatever, put on Miles to Nowhere, because this music is full of so much joy. It is so therapeutic. It can really lift your spirits. I'm telling you, y'all, listen to Mama. Listen to Mama. Mama's going to tell you what's right. I got one more song for you. This is I Love You, I Love You. Now y'all take a listen to this. Come on here. Stone Cold Blast. This has been a musical showcase for Master Nowhere. I am pretty much out of time, my darlings. It has been a blast. I'm so glad to have Master Nowhere as part of the Fierce Men Network family. I'm so glad, my darlings. Y'all know I just welcome, you know, folks in when they got some good talent like this. You know, I play the music all the time. So listen, it's not a one-hit stop here. Uh-uh, no, you're part of the family, part of the family. They just so cute. I am telling you what's true. Now listen, I want y'all to download the music. Now, once again, it is Miles to Nowhere. Y'all do that now. Y'all do that, my darlings. Now listen, I ain't out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Bart and them, I guess they went on vacation. Thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord. And you know what? And I think I seen them down there packing. Y'all know what? They put Snuffleupagus down in the luggage. You know what I mean? They trying to get away with the luggage. Now, listen, they didn't want to carry all the stuff, and they didn't want to do all the stuff what the managers was telling them to do. So what they did was took him and tried to fold him up and put him down in the luggage. I said, Lord, today them folks is just too much. Anyway, I got to go and get them up out of
here. You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up. Yeah.